presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
August 23, 1118 America, New York, Britain's labor shortage is helping drive its inflation problem. Many of Britain's employers, faced with a labor shortage, are raising wages to attract workers. That's sowing the seeds of faster inflation.
New York Times Business.
August 23, 1059 America, New York, Macy's lowers expectations for the year, pointing to an inventory glut. The department store chain said in its earnings report that it had become harder to sell its excess inventory as shoppers pulled back on discretionary spending. At Macy's, inventory has increased 7% from last year.
Global economy.
August 23, 1041 America, New York, government debt. Index linking is backfiring for Britain. Soaring UK inflation has exacerbated the pain of excessive debt.
Daily FX market news.
August 23, 1030 America, New York, US dollar cools off and equities fly as flash PMIs heavily disappoint. US economic data comes in well below expectations, which sees the dollar retreat slightly from recent highs.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 23, 9 o'clock America, New York, a libertarian dilemma. Last week, I noticed that there's a measure on the November ballot to impose a sales tax on revenue earned by cannabis dealers in Pacific Grove. I went on the Pagrovia Facebook site to ask if anyone was writing a ballot argument against it.
Global economy.
August 23, 7:45 America, New York. Euro hits fresh 20-year low on darkening economic outlook. Surveys of executives point to slowdown in business activity across the EU.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 23, 7:43 America, New York, Macy's cuts full-year earnings outlook. The retailer, which posted better-than-expected quarterly results, cited a pullback in discretionary spending and an industry-wide inventory glut that will drive more markdowns and promotions.
New York Times Business.
August 23, 7:42 America, New York, Lachlan Murdoch sues Australian news site Crikey. The news outlet Crikey challenged the younger Murdoch in an open letter, saying it wanted to make the dispute a test case for Australia's strict defamation laws. Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of Fox, and his son Lachlan in 2017.
Global economy.
August 23, 7:41 America, New York, UK economic activity slows sharply as weaker demand and labor shortages bite. Lowest reading in Purchasing Managers Index since February 2021 comes after forecasts of prolonged recession.
Daily FX market news.
August 23, 7:40 America, New York, WTI crude oil outlook. EIA storage data and OPEC supply cuts lift oil. Supply cut remarks from the Saudi energy minister helped create a low for WTI. Oil prices are likely to remain supported ahead of inventory data today and tomorrow.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 23, 7:31 America, New York. Intel signs $30 billion funding partnership with Brookfield to finance chip factory expansion. Intel has struck an unusual $30 billion funding partnership with Brookfield Asset Management for its massive factory expansion ambitions, signaling some big investors are upbeat about the long-term semiconductor demand.
Marginal revolution.
August 23, 7:25 America, New York, as goes India, so goes democracy. We lost China. It is imperative that we not lose India. By we, I mean the West and liberal democracy broadly speaking. Many of us thought that China would liberalize naturally as the Chinese people grew rich and demand followed Maslow's hierarchy.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 23, 6:46 America, New York, Apple to cut new iPhone 14 production lag between India and China. Move to make devices more quickly in India would help lessen dependence on China, which has been hit by COVID lockdowns and geopolitical tensions.
BBC News Business.
August 23, 6:46 America, New York, house sales peak in July but buyers are cautious. More homes were sold in the UK in July than in any other month this year, despite pressure on budgets.
Daily FX market news.
August 23, 6:30 America, New York, how to be a part-time trader, tips on workflow and strategy. The 24-hour FX market makes it easier for part-time day traders to take advantage of trends.
BBC News Business.
August 23, 4:54 America, New York. Energy bills. Half of UK households face fuel poverty, EDF warns. People are in for a catastrophic winter, unless the government does more to help, EDF tells the BBC.
BBC News Business. August 23, 3:38 America, New York. Gatwick flights cancelled at short notice due to staff sickness. Some 26 EasyJet flights have been cancelled in and out of the London airport due to staff sickness.
Marginal Revolution.
August 23, 2:40 America, New York. Are chess players worse when playing remote? During the COVID-19 pandemic, traditional, offline, chess tournaments were prohibited and instead held online. We exploit this unique setting to assess the impact of remote work policies on the cognitive performance of individuals.
Marginal Revolution.
August 23, 0:46 America, New York. Caleb Watney and Heidi Williams on drug pricing reforms. Because patents are filed before the start of clinical trials, rather than when a drug actually hits the market, drugs that require long clinical trials effectively receive shorter patent terms.